This Week in Tech, a few things. You'll soon be able to unlock your iPhone with your eyeballs. They're getting an iris scanner.
It's always something when you see like these futuristic movies, when they go to get into certain areas, like a bank vault and stuff, they scan their eye, and it seemed to be something that would never kind of be in our lifetime, but it's just around the corner.
Yeah, you're looking around 2018 for the iPhone.
Wow.
But don't you remember sci-fi movies? They hold their fingerprints, and then we were like, oh, how cool is that?
And
now we don't even think twice about it. Now I yell at my phone, like, oh, today you don't recognize my thumb? Okay, it's the same thumb I've been using.
But it's true.
We're just mad all the time. I don't think we appreciate how far technology has come.
No, it has come a long way.
Also going on, emojis. Apple is looking to unveil up to 100 new emojis. That's including the rainbow flag, the gay pride flag. They're going to replace the pistol emoji with the water gun, and they're introducing female athletes into it because it's all male athletes right now in their emojis.
Yeah, I saw pictures this morning. There's ones like weightlifters and stuff and that. Mm. So yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's right. And then smartwatches. There's a smartwatch called the Octopus. It's for kids, and it allows parents, you set reminders for your kid, and it'll alert them when it's time to do something. So when it's in the morning, say, make your bed, brush your teeth.
Yeah,
those are the two jobs. It'll alert them, and then so it allows kids to become independent.
Either that, or it just makes parents more lazy.
How so?
Because isn't that like the parents' kind of responsibility to make sure that, like, they brush their teeth and they make their bed and they do those things. Like
it used to be the parents' responsibility to make sure they got married at 14 and had babies. But things change. It's okay. Things are allowed to change.
Like, if I say to Maisie, go brush your teeth, and she has to go brush her teeth, she doesn't need a phone reminder to do that.
Do you feel more of a parent because you told her to brush her teeth?
Well, not just that, but just
I said it, and a watch didn't tell
brush
you.
Brush your teeth, woman.
Is that?
I just think that just makes you, I think it makes parents more lazy.
If you have five kids, look at our sister station, Dan Gaffney. He's got seven kids. You think he has time to go around and be like, did you brush your teeth? Did you make your bed? Did you brush your teeth? No, there's a watch. Good. You walk around with a dirty mouth, and if you don't want to pay attention to the reminder, walk around with a dirty mouth.
Don't come banging on my door at 15 when you got no teeth.
Yeah, there's certain things that, listen, just because if that is the best parenting you have is to tell your kid to brush your teeth, you probably shouldn't have had kids to begin with.
Well, that's true. All right, that's just interesting to me.
That's what's going on this week in tech.